Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of February 8th, and we are live here with Match 16 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I'd like to say hello to our producer, Randy, working the soundboard again tonight. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Derek. Hey, I'm excited about tonight. We get to have, Roy Hart and Akron stick around for a doubleheader tonight.
That's right. Yeah, big doubleheader tonight. So for those of you listening, stick around after this match at the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to have another match. In this match, we have Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols, Roy Hart, coached by John Reith, and Akron, coached by David Melly. And at that 6 o'clock hour, Akron and Roy Hart are going to stick around, and we're going to swap Clarence out for Lockport. So be sure to stick around for that. But in today's match, again, it's Clarence, Roy Hart, and Akron. Let's take a moment and see who's on each team today. We'll start here with Clarence. Who do we have?
I'm Jameson. I'm a junior, and I'd like to shout out Mrs. Nichols.
I'm Gabby. I'm a junior. I'd also like to shout out Miss Nichols and my mom.
I'm Adriana. I'm a junior, and I'd like to shout out my family, friends, Mrs. Nichols, all my teachers, and Mighty Taco.
Wow, that's a long list of shout-outs, and Mrs. Nichols got 3 for 3 there. Very nice. All right. And Adriana, you're the captain today. Any news from Clarence?
Yes, so we are working on the musical Aida that's going to perform in April, and Science Olympiad performed very well, and they won the...
We're going to states.
They're going to states.
Oh, wow. Very nice. All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. All right. On to Roy Hart. Who do we have here?
I'm Alexander Ovitt. I like brioche buns, and I'd like to shout out Mr. Reith.
Well, my name's Camden Vandenbosch. I'm a sophomore. My favorite pastry is a cinnamon roll, and I'd like to shout out Randy in the booth.
Hello. My name's Joshua Kennedy. I like strudels, and I'd like to shout out Mr. Reith.
All right, we got 2 for 3 for Mr. Reith on that one. Not bad. All right, Captain Josh, any news from Roy Hart?
So first off, our Winter Spirit Week is next week, and on Friday will be our semi-formal snowball dance. Also, keep an eye out for our musical Freaky Friday, which will show March 15th, 16th, and 17th. Please stop by.
All right, excellent. And last but not least, we have Akron. Who do we have here?
All right, I'm Matt. I'm a junior, and my favorite finger to press the buzzer with is my left thumb.
Oh, interesting.
I'm Ava. I'm a sophomore, and my favorite button to press the buzzer with is my right middle finger.
Hi, I'm Luke. I'm a freshman, and my favorite finger to press the buzzer with is my left pointer finger.
Wow, that's a great one. That's a great fact. I would never have thought of that as a fact. I love it. All right, Matt from Akron, any news from Akron?
Yeah, all right. Greetings from Akron, New York, the sweetest place on earth. Akron's musical, Mamma Mia, is quickly approaching, with shows on March 1st and 2nd. The lead roles are filled by Kat Rizka and Mira Krayer, both returning to the stage. Our winter sports seasons are coming to a close. Great job, Tigers, on the successful seasons. Shout out to Luke's mom for getting him to school as the bus was 10 feet away from leaving.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, what a hero. And also, Matt, I'm going to keep an eye on you. Make sure you're using that thumb to actually press and that you're not all talk about the thumb there. And wait, what was it? You were middle finger, Ava was middle finger, and Luke was pointer finger. All right, we'll see if that's true. All right. So those are our teams. Thank you to our sponsors. Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, a big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all the participants tonight with the public skate tickets and ice jam tickets. All right, let's get started here with the first of 3 rounds. Round 1 will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every 3 buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round 1 with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. All right, let's get started here with round 1. All right, our first buzzer question for 5 points. Before offering a prayer at a Shinto shrine, you may hit with a mallet what percussion instrument? And we have Ava from Akron.
A gong.
Gong is correct. Yeah, 5 points to Akron. All right, next question. 4 or 5 points. He died a week before the Great Flood, so he might have helped his grandson with the Ark. Who is this oldest man in... All right, we have Ava from Akron.
Abraham.
Abraham, no. Who is this oldest man in the Bible? He died a week before the Great Flood, so he might have helped his grandson with the Ark. All right, we have Adriana from Clarence.
Adam.
Adam, no. Royhart, a chance at this before we move on. Who is this oldest man in the Bible? All right, Joshua from Royhart.
Joseph.
Joseph, no, we were looking for Methuselah for that one. All right, next question. 4 or 5 points. The sum of the squares of two numbers is 80, and one number is twice the other. Find both numbers. Once again, the sum of the squares of two numbers is 80, and one number is... All right, and we have Camden from Royhart.
4 and 8.
Yes, 4 and 8 is correct. 5 points there to Royhart. All right, next question. For 5 points, in the name of the state of Iowa, you'll find 2 of the 3 letters of its state tree. Name the tree. Once again, all right, we have Ava from Akron.
Oak.
Oak is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Akron. All right, next question. For 5 points, a square has a perimeter of 36 inches. What is its area in square inches? And we have Joshua from Royhart.
16.
16, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have Ava from Akron.
81 square centimeters.
81 is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Akron. And that brings Akron to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Akron, for 15 possible points here. Ancient American lions and saber-toothed cats preyed on mammoths, bison, and giant versions of what notoriously slow modern-day tree dwellers native to Central and South America? I'll give you 10 seconds if you need it or if you have an answer.
Sloth.
Sloth is correct. 15 points there to Akron. All right. And we return back to a buzzer question. All right. Back open for anyone here for 5 points. Both the 1925 and the 1959 versions of this biblical epic adapted from a Lew Wallace novel featuring chariot races are on the National Film Registry. Name it. All right, Ava from Akron.
The Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby, no. Claire. All right, we have Joshua from Royhart.
Exodus.
Exodus, no. Clarence, a chance at this if you'd like it. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur. All right, next question. For 5 points, put these cities in order from north to south. We have, let's see, 1, 2, 3. So we have 4 cities. I don't know if I mentioned that. No, I didn't. Yeah, put these 4 cities in order from north to south. So the 4 cities are Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco. All right, we have, that's Jameson from Clarence.
Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego.
Yes, that's exactly right. 5 points to Clarence. All right, next question for 5 points. These nomadic hunters and fishermen live within the Arctic Circle. All right, and we have Joshua from Royhart.
Inuit.
Inuit, no. Oh. Within the Arctic Circle in parts of Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia, what are they called? All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Are they Vikings?
Vikings, no. Clarence, a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. Tricky one here. The answer, Sammy, S-A-M-I, also would have accepted Lapps, L-A-P-P-S. So we move on to the next question. All right, for 5 points. Name, respectively, the wars in which these three generals played their most famous role. We have Andrew Jackson, Dwight Eisenhower, and William Westmoreland. All right, we've got Jameson from Clarence.
Andrew Jackson, Dwight Eisenhower, and Westmoreland.
Yeah, and we need the wars in which each of the generals played their most famous...
War of 1812, World War II, Vietnam War.
That's exactly correct. 5 points there to Clarence, and we move to the next question. All right, 4 or 5 points. In 1804, Stephen Decatur led members of which branch of the U.S. Armed Forces to board and burn the USS Philadelphia after it had been captured by Barbary pirates? All right, Ava from Akron.
The Navy?
Navy, no. We got Joshua from Roy Hart.
Marines?
Yes, Marines is correct. 5 points there to Roy Hart. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points. In geology, this word describes the upwarping of the crust that occurs after a continental glacier retreats. In romance, it's an undefined period following the breakup of a relationship. What is this word which, in basketball, is the act of gaining possession of the ball after a missed field goal or free throw? What? All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Is it rebound?
Yes, rebound is correct. 5 points there to Akron. All right, next question for 5 points. Ernie ate a total of 100 cookies over the course of 5 days. Each day he ate 3 more cookies than the day before. How many did he eat on day one? I'll give you... All right, we have Camden from Roy Hart.
11.
11, no. And so Akron and Clarence, a chance at this. Ernie ate a total of 100 cookies over the course of 5 days. Each day he ate 3 more cookies than the day before. All right, we have a Matt from Akron.
14.
Yes, 14 is correct. 5 points there to Akron. All right, next question. For 5 points, sometimes rock is deformed but not broken in response to stress. These deformations appear as wave-like structures in rock layers. What four-letter term is used to describe... All right, and we have Luke from Akron.
Fold.
Fold is correct. Yeah, 5 points there. To Akron, that brings Akron to another bonus question. So this is just for you, Akron, for 15 possible points. Condensed matter physics relates to superfluidity, in which some liquids flow without what? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. All right, Matt, do you have an answer for us?
Friction.
Yeah, friction is correct. 15 points there to Akron. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, 4 or 5 points open to anyone. What is the volume of a pyramid with a square base of 36 square feet and a height of 9 feet? Once again, what is the volume of a pyramid with a square base of 36 square feet? All right, and we have Camden from Roy Hart.
162?
162, no. Square base of 36 square feet and a height of 9 feet. I'll give you a few more moments to try to calculate that. All right, Luke from Akron.
164.
164, no. And Clarence, a chance at this, if you'd like it, it'll give you... one more moment to try to calculate that. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
96.
96, nope. The answer here, 108 cubic feet. All right, on to our final buzzer question. 4 or 5 points. William Faulkner discarded his customary continuous interior monologue device in this 1936 novel about Thomas Sutpen. Name this novel whose title comes from King David's lament for his dead son. Name this novel. I'll give this one more moment before we move on. All right, we have Matt from Akron.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Where the Red Fern Grows, no. And we have Jameson from Clarence.
For whom the bells toll.
Nope. And Roy Hart, a chance at this before we move on. One more moment. All right, we're going to move on. The answer, Absalom, Absalom. All right, and now we move to the audio portion. So grab that blank paper and writing utensil. I'm going to ask a question related to an audio excerpt. I'll then play the excerpt for you. I'll ask the question again, and then I'll put 10 seconds on the clock. During that time, feel free to discuss the answer with your team, and then lock in the answer by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question is simply, identify this bird. And here's the excerpt. All right, there it was. Identify the bird. I'll give you about 10 more seconds to discuss and then lock in your answer by writing it there on the paper in front of you. I'll put 10 seconds on the clock. All right, everyone is locked in, yes? All right, we're going to start with Clarence. What did you write down? Dove, all right. Roy Hart, owl, all right. And Akron, owl. The answer is owl. And so we're going to give Roy Hart and Akron 30 points there. And that'll do it for round one. So we're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is match 16 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Negative news talk taking a toll on your day, is it? Why not make it a good day? Hey, everybody, Doug Steffen here, host of the Good Day Radio program, heard weekday mornings after Tradio right here on WLVL. Join me and Jay Kirshner as we tackle the topics, the big stuff, the small stuff, the fun things, positive conversation. Plus, we give you all the news updates, what's going on around the country and around the globe. Hope you join us. Good Day Radio program with me, Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, weekday mornings 10 to noon on WLVL.
Covering the biggest stories in the news, politics, and current events with intelligence and humor. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Listen weekdays noon to 3 as Clay and Buck tackle the border crisis, the madness of cancel culture, political missteps, and more. Clay and Buck take you through the latest headlines and hottest topics. That's the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Live weekdays noon to 3. Hometown WLVL 1340 AM. Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 16 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confort Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the contestants tonight with public skate tickets and ice jam tickets. I'm your host, Derek Evans. Today we have Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols, Roy Hart, coached by by John Reith, and Akron, coached by David Melly. So after round one, the current score is Akron takes an early lead with 90, followed by Roy Hart 40 and Clarence 10. Once again, Akron 90, Roy Hart 40, and Clarence 10. Let's get started here with the second of three rounds. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Remember, during the speed round, you may discuss the answer with your team, and then it'll be the job of the captain to relay the answer to me. The team with the fewest number of points after round one will get the privilege of going first. So, Clarence, you get to choose your category first. The categories tonight are National Spelling Bee winning words, animals in Espanol, missing vowels, and operas. Take a moment, discuss, and let me know which category you'd like.
We'll do animals in Espanol.
Animals in Espanol. All right. So I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Clarence, your category is animals in Espanol. And the first question is, which quadruped is Toro?
Turtle.
Incorrect. Next question. Which arachnid is araña?
Spider.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. Which mammal is vaca?
Cow.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. Which bird is flamenco?
Flamingo.
Yes, correct. Next question. Which insect is cucaracha?
Cockroach.
Correct. Next question. Which reptile is tortuga?
Turtle.
Turtle is correct. Next question. Which mammal is oso?
Bear.
Bear is correct. Next question. Which barnyard animal is cabra?
Horse.
Horse is incorrect. Next question. Which insect is mariposa?
Butterfly.
That is correct. Which bird is a paloma?
Pass.
All right. And that is the end of your category. All right. Now we move on to Roy Hart. Roy Hart, your categories are National Spelling Bee winning words, missing vowels, or operas. Take a moment, discuss, let me know what you'd like.
Missing vowels. Yeah. We're going to do missing vowels.
Missing vowels. All right. So, Roy Hart, for this category, I'll give you the consonants, and then I'll give you a clue, and you're going to tell me the word. All right. Your category, again, is missing vowels. The first question is RNS, one of the planets.
Uranus.
That is correct. Next question. TH, a U.S. state.
Pat. Utah.
Utah is correct. Next question. NN, a gaseous element.
Nitrogen.
That is incorrect. Next question. PCH, a Native American people.
Pass.
THP, a country in Africa.
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia is correct. Next question. TQTT, the rules of polite society.
Parliamentary procedure. I don't
know. That is incorrect. Next question. PTRLM, Vaseline is made from it. Once again, PTRLM.
Petroleum.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. CHDN, Australia's most widespread native mammal.
Echidna.
That is correct. Next question. SSR, an ancient kingdom.
Assyria.
Yes, that is correct. And then last question. LTRMRN, a blue pigment made from grinding lapis lazuli to a powder. I'll let you answer this one. A blue pigment made from grinding lapis lazuli to a powder. LTRMRN.
Paint.
Paint. No, that is not correct. All right. And now we move on to Akron. Akron, your categories are National Spelling Bee winning words or operas.
Spelling Bee.
Okay, Spelling Bee. Now, just keep in mind for this category, it's not going to function like a spelling bee, so I can't give you, like, you know, I can't use it in a sentence or anything like that. It's just going to be a normal speed round. I'll give you the word, and you spell it. So once again, Akron, you have National Spelling Bee winning words, and your first question is a narcolepsy.
N-A-R-C-O-L-E-P-S-Y.
That is correct. Next question, promiscuous.
P-R-E-M-I-S-C-O-U-S.
Incorrect. Next question, semaphore.
Pass.
All right, next one, therapy.
T-H-E-R-A-P-Y.
That is correct. Next word, vignette.
Pass.
All right, next word, antediluvian.
Pass.
All right, next word, chlorophyll.
C-H-R-O... No, pass.
All right, next word, insouciant.
Pass.
All right, next word, psychiatry.
P-S-Y-C-H-I-A-R-Y.
That is incorrect. And last word, torsion.
P-O-R-T-I-O-N.
And that is incorrect, and that'll do it for that round. All right, we now enter into the Redemption Buzzer Round. So we've got a lot of questions here in the Redemption Buzzer Round. Now, remember, I will ask these questions. These are all the incorrectly answered questions. I will ask them in the same order that they appeared during the speed rounds, and I will announce every time I clear the buzzers. So if you have memorized the order and know the answer, feel free to buzz in before I even begin asking the question. I will now clear the buzzers for the first question. All right, and right off the bat, we have Matt from Akron.
Bull.
Bull is correct. Yeah, the question was, which quadruped is Toro? All right, clearing the buzzers. All right, and Ava from Akron.
Goat.
Goat is correct. The question was, which barnyard animal is Cabra? Goat is correct. 10 points there to Akron, and I will clear the buzzers. Which bird is Paloma? And we have Matt again from Akron.
Pigeon.
Pigeon, no. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Owl.
Owl, no. And Royhart, a chance at this. Which bird is Paloma?
Eagle.
Oh. Josh from Royhart.
Eagle.
Eagle, no. We were looking for dove for that one. All right, I will clear the buzzers. N-N, a gecko. All right, and we have Joshua from Royhart.
Neon.
Neon is correct. Yeah, that question was NN, a gaseous element. Neon is correct. 10 points there to Royhart, and I will clear the buzzers. All right, PCH. All right, and we have Luke from Akron.
Apache.
Apache is correct, yeah. PCH, a Native American people. Apache is correct. 10 points there to Akron, and I will clear the buzzers. All right, we have TQTT. The rules of polite, and we have Camden from Royhart.
Etiquette.
Etiquette is correct. The rules of polite society. 10 points there to Royhart, and I will clear the buzzers. LTRMRN, a blue pigment made from grinding lapis lazuli to a powder. Blue pigment. LTRMRN. All right, Ava from Akron.
Ultramarine.
Yes, ultramarine is correct. 10 points there to Akron. All right, and next question. I will clear the buzzers. Promiscuous. And we have Joshua from Royhart.
P-R-O-M-I-S-C-U-O-U-S.
That is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Royhart. All right, clearing the buzzers. Semaphore. All right, Ava from Akron.
S-E-M-I-P-H-O-R.
And that is not correct. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
C-E-M-F-O-R.
That is not correct. Royhart, a chance at this, semaphore. All right, Joshua from Royhart.
S-E-M-I-P-H-O-R.
Nope, that is not correct either. The answer, S-E-M-A-P-H-O-R-E. All right, tricky one. All right, clearing the buzzers. Vignette. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
V-I-N-E-T-T-E.
Nope. Roy Hart or Akron a chance at this vignette. All right, Ava from Akron.
V-I-N-I-E-T-T-E.
No. Roy Hart, a chance at this one, vignette. All right, Joshua from Roy Hart.
V-I-N-Y-E-T-T-E.
Nope, the answer to this one, V-I-G-N-E-T-T-E. Oh. That tricky G in there. All right, clearing the buzzers. Antediluvian. All right, we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
A-N-T-I-D-E-L-L-U-V-I-A-N.
That is not correct. Antediluvian. Akron or Clarence? Chance at this. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
A-N-T-I-D-E-L-U-V-I-O-N.
That is not correct. All right, we have Luke from Akron.
A-N-T-I-D-E-L-U-V-I-A-N.
That is not correct either. All those guesses were actually very, very close. The answer, A-N-T-E-D-I-L-U-V-I-A-N. All right, next question. I'll clear the buzzers. Chlorophyll. All right, and we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
C-H-L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L.
That is not correct.
Oh my gosh.
And we have Matt from Akron.
C-H-L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L.
That is correct. There were two L's at the end there. Yeah, so those points go to Akron. All right, clearing the buzzers. Insouciant. Insouciant. All right, we have Matt from Akron.
I-N... S-U-C-I-E-N-T.
Not correct. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
I-N-S-U-S-C-I-N-T.
That is not correct. And Roy Hart, a chance at this. All right, Joshua from Roy Hart.
E-N-S-U-S-I-A-N-T.
That is not correct either. Again, everyone's sort of on in the right direction. The answer, I-N-S-O-U-C-I-A-N-T. All right, clearing the buzzers. Psychiatry, and we have Jameson from Clarence.
P-S-Y-C-H-I-T-R-Y.
That is not correct. And we have Ava from Akron.
P-S-Y-C-H-I-A-T-R-Y.
That is correct, yeah. Yeah, Jameson, you were missing that A. So 10 points there to Akron. And our final question. Okay, this word is torsion. All right, we have Ava from Akron.
T-O-R-S-I-O-N.
Yeah, that is correct. 10 points there to Akron. All right, so that was a heated round two, a very exciting round two, and we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 16 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. Conferplastics.com.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roihart!
If it's happening in Niagara County, you'll hear about it on Wake Up Niagara. Join John Mazur with Niagara's newsmakers on the Niagara's Choice Voice Line. Hear local headlines with Hank Nevins and on-the-hour updates from Fox News. Tune in for traffic updates with Eric Cook and the Hardy Marble Time Saver Traffic Report. Turn back time with Century Flashback and test your knowledge with Trivia Teaser. Wake Up Niagara with John Mazur, Eric Cook, and Hank Nevins. Weekday morning 6 to 9 on Hometown WLVL, 1340 AM. Take your seats. Time for another round of Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You are listening to 1340 AM WLVL, and we are live with Match 16 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. We have just finished rounds 1 and 2. The current score is Akron maintains their lead with 180, followed by Roihart 130 and Clarence 80. Once again, Akron 180, Roihart 130, and Clarence 80. We've got one more round to go. Round 3 is a buzzer round similar to round 1, except now there are 8 buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each. After every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. And, all right, buzzers are cleared, and let's get started here with round 3. All right, our first buzzer question for 10 points, open to anyone here. He was retried on French TV in 1988 on all charges of conspiracy against public liberty. This time, the mob, in the guise of the TV audience, acquitted him 196 years late. Name this monarch. All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Napoleon.
Napoleon, no. And we have Jameson from Clarence.
Louis the 16th.
Louis the 16th is correct. Yeah, 10 points to Clarence. And here is your 20-point bonus question. The scenic site known as Hell's Canyon is located between what two states? Once again, the scenic site known as Hell's Canyon is located between what two states? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. All right. Do you have an answer, Adriana?
Arizona, New Mexico.
Arizona, New Mexico. No, the answer we're looking for, Idaho and Oregon. All right. Back to a buzzer question open for anyone. For 10 points, what was the primary cause of death of gangster Al Capone? Al Capone. What was the primary cause of death? All right. We have Ava from Akron.
Heart failure.
Heart failure. No. All right, Camden from Roihart.
Lung cancer.
Lung cancer, no. And Clarence, a chance at this. What was the primary cause of death of gangster Al Capone? All right, Adriana from Clarence.
Stab wound.
Stab wound, nope. The answer here is syphilis. Syphilis. All right, next question. For 10 points, from the Latin for vow, it refers to an object such as a candle expressing a vow or especially a wish. What's the word? Once again, from the Latin for vow, it refers to an object such as a candle. We have Joshua from Roihart.
Virtue.
Virtue, no. Refers to an object such as a candle expressing a vow. All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Pinkus promise.
No, that is not correct. And Clarence, a chance at this. From the Latin for vow, it refers to an object such as a candle expressing a vow or especially a wish. What's the word? All right, Adriana from Clarence.
Ofrenda.
Ofrenda? No, the answer here, votive. Votive. All right, next question. This alliance was named for the peninsula where the members such... All right, and we have Camden from Roihart.
Iberian?
Iberian, no. This alliance was named for the peninsula where the members such as Elis and Achaia were situated. Name this ancient Greek confederation of Sparta and its allies. Name this ancient Greek confederation of Sparta and its allies. Give. All right, Luke from Akron.
Livonian.
No. Clarence, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
The Peloponnesian.
Could you be more specific?
Attica?
No. So the answer here was the Peloponnesian League, and we were looking for the name of the alliance. So you were very, very close, but it was the Peloponnesian League. So we'll have to move on to the next question here.
I think we should award it.
You think we should award it? All right. Coaches are saying that was close enough. All right. We've overturned that, and Clarence will get those points. So we now bring Clarence to a bonus question. So here's your bonus question, Clarence, for 20 possible points. Almost all of Zambia's foreign exchange income comes from the export of what metal? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. Almost all of Zambia's foreign exchange income comes from the export of what metal?
Gold?
Gold? No. Copper was the answer to that one. All right. Back to a buzzer question. All right. For 10 points, open to anyone here. In some Hebrew manuscripts, these books were cited by their opening words, quote, in the beginning, end quote, quote, now these are the names, end quote, quote, and called, end quote, quote, in the wilderness, end quote. All right. We have Luke from Akron.
Genesis.
Genesis? No. And quote, these are the words, end quote. By what collective name do we know them? All right, we have Gabby or Abby? I can't
Gabby.
Read you. Gabby, yeah. Gabby from Clarence.
Torah?
Torah, yeah, is correct. 10 points there to Clarence. Also would have accepted Pentateuch or Books of Moses. Torah is correct. So 10 points to Clarence. And Clarence, here's your bonus question for 20 potential points. Name the four most powerful city-states of Renaissance Italy. Once again, name the four most powerful city-states of Renaissance Italy. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. All right, Adriana, do you have the four most powerful city-states?
Florence, Venice,
Naples,
and the Babel States. Papal States.
All right, what we were looking for was Venice, Milan, Florence, Rome, Papal States. So very, very close. Very, very close. All right, back to a buzzer question for 10 points. Open to anyone here. Progressivism of the early 20th century is identified with Bob La Follette and what state capital from where, as governor, he spearheaded the movement? Once again, progressivism of the early 20th century is identified with Bob La Follette and what state capital from where, as governor, he spearheaded the movement? All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Albany.
Albany, no. Roihart or Clarence, a chance at this. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, no. And Roihart, a chance at this one. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Madison. Madison. All right, next question. For 10 points, in 1935, while committing murder, Dr. Carl A. Weiss was himself shot and killed. What creator of the Depression-era Share Our Wealth program and 1936 presidential hopeful nicknamed the Kingfish was assassinated by Weiss? All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Huey Long.
Yes, Huey Long is correct. 10 points there to Clarence. And here's your bonus question for 20 possible points. Just for you, Clarence. In the 1970s, the B2 cloud in the constellation Sagittarius was found to contain more of the compound C3CH2OH than the Earth has on Mars. A veritable dipsomaniac's delight. What's the common name for this compound? All right, I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. What's the common name for this compound? C3CH2OH. A dipsomaniac's delight.
Alcohol?
Alcohol is correct. Yeah, 20 points there to Clarence. And we enter now into our final buzzer question for round three. All right, final buzzer question for round three for 10 points here. It's used to indicate that an apparent error is a part of quoted material and not an editorial mistake. What is the Latin word for thus? Once again, it's used to indicate that an apparent error is a part of quoted material and not an editorial mistake. What is the Latin word for thus? All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Pincus Promise.
Pincus Promise. No, that is not correct. Let's see. Joshua from Roy Hart.
Edit.
Edit. No. And Clarence, a chance at this before we end the round. All right, we're going to move on then. The answer here was sick. S-I-C. S-I-C. All right. And that'll do it for round three. So that concludes our final round here in match 16 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. We're going to take another short break, and when we return, we will announce the winner of this evening's match. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Going where other radio stations don't dare tread. The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. You'll hear about paranormal activity, in-depth analysis of the news of the day, with stories that didn't make it to the front page, and much more. From the obscure to the intelligent to the absurd. The only guarantee is you won't know what's coming next. The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. Weeknights, overnights, 1 to 5 a.m. on Hometown WLVL, 1340 a.m.
This is your smiling guy here for Tradio. From 9:15 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can sell your goodies. Three items, doesn't matter how much you want to charge. It's all great here on Tradio. And you can send me emails if you don't want to get on the radio. Tradio at WLVL.com. Tradio at WLVL.com. Your smiling guy is well on his way to becoming the world's best friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the radio. WLVL 1340 a.m. Streaming worldwide at WLVL.com.
Did you miss your favorite WLVL show today? Listen to all of our programming on demand anytime. Online at WLVL.com. WLVL.com. Hear Wake Up Niagara's featured daily interviews, Tradio, Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, and much more. On demand at your convenience, just a click away. Go to WLVL.com and click podcast. WLVL.com. Always on, always on demand.
WLVL.com. Click podcasts.
The Ramsey Show.
Not one piece of data says that where you went to school indicates your increased probability of success.
That's right.
Not one. Lots of failures at life went to Harvard, to Yale, went to MIT.
That's true.
And they completely flunked out at life.
I went to that school, and because they played football well, I am successful.
What?
The Ramsey Show, weeknights, 9 to midnight on WLVL.
Join me, Randy Jakes, and my co-host, Joe Callie, Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m. on Dial-A-Deal. It's your chance to get great savings from local businesses. Get something for yourself or maybe a gift for someone else. Tune in Saturday mornings, and when you hear a deal that's right for you, call in. Grab your morning beverage of choice and hang out with us on Dial-A-Deal. Right here on your hometown radio station, WLVL 1340 AM, or stream us worldwide on WLVL.com.
Time to get back to the action. Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Back with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm your host, Eric Evans. I want to give one more big thank you to our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying Public Skate and Ice Jam tickets to all the contestants tonight. So after three very exciting rounds, we have our final scores. In third place tonight, Roy Hart 130. In second place, Clarence 140. And that means today's champion, congratulations, Akron. You end the match with 180. Once again, that's Akron 180, Clarence 140, and Roy Hart 130. Let's check in real quick with Randy, see what Randy's favorite fact of the night was.
Hey, Derek, I want to go back to the Sami people that were in the northern parts of Norway, Sweden,
Sami,
Finland.
That's how you pronounce it, yeah.
Yeah, it's Sami.
Sami, thank
and,
you.
Do you know what the number one means of livelihood is for the Sami people?
The number one, is it some sort of hunting or something like that?
Fur trapping, coastal fishing, and sheep herding are the main ones, but the best known is Nordic reindeer herding.
Ah, Nordic reindeer herding. Very interesting. Never would have thought of that. Very cool. Well, thank you for that fun fact, Randy. And that will do it for Match 16. But guess what? Don't go anywhere because we're going to take a break, and then you're going to hear a little bit of the news. And at around 6:05, we're going to start Match 17. And Match 17 will have Akron and Roy Hart sticking around for a rematch. And we're going to swap out Clarence with Lockport. So it'll be exciting to see how that one shapes up. So again, that's going to be in a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. Once again, tonight's score for Match 16, the match you just heard, was Akron 180, Clarence 140, and Roy Hart 130. This is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and don't go anywhere because we've got Match 17 coming right up.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, let's see. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
You've been listening to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. For the complete season schedule and standings, go to WLVL.com.